The purpose of the report is not just to inform, but also to make clear that there are things we can do practically that can affect the direction of climate change.
Ah, the National Climate Assessment. It is here. He speaks, Jay Carney, the voice from the White House. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for joining us. Besides that, taxed by the mile in the Golden State, no selfies at graduations, and Monica Lewinsky tells her side of the story. Will it sink the Hillary ship? Oh, my. We have a lot to talk about in this hour here on ATN. The climate assessment, they say, is easier to understand and has big, bad assessments from an intergovernmental panel on climate change saying that warming is already upon us, and as the climate changes, extreme weather could become the norm. So the White House pulled out all the proverbial stops for the rollout of the new climate assessment, including making the president available to talk to local and national weather people about global warming. You know how long the report is? 839 pages. 839. So it has current impacts, projections of what's happening across a wide swath of regions and economic factors, too. And I've read a little bit of it. And there are a couple of highlights from this climate change assessment. One of the things is the extremes, talking about what the extremes are in the climate, saying that it happens gradually, kind of like a boiling pot of water. They find that the U.S. average temperature is expected to rise 1.1 Celsius to 2.2 Celsius over the next few decades, or 2 Fahrenheit to 4 Fahrenheit, basically, which they think, you know, if you look at that, is that hard to adapt to that? 83 to 73, that's not that noticeable, right? But the report says that hides dramatic changes. So that's the problem. It keeps climbing, and this is where they talk about rain and how much more rain in some areas, the average rainfall, and then in other areas where it's not. So how about this? Later this year, the President's Environmental Protection Agency will put regulations out designed to curb carbon emissions from existing power plants. So this is the scientific threat of climate change, and they're trying to make that crystal clear to back up what will happen down the line. As you can imagine, there is a lot of reaction to this. I think there'll be really more reaction when you bring regulations into it, the EPA and all of that, that it changes. This was a way, I believe, to soften the blow and use all the scientific evidence. So the National Climate Assessment, and that is what it's called, and how many people will take this to heart and how many people will say, well, this is just justifying what the EPA is going to try to drop down on us as far as regulations are concerned, especially when it comes to power plants. All right, you can always throw in your 2 cents as we plow down the road on a couple of the things that I mentioned, the selfies at graduation. Can you really tell kids when they're getting their diploma, geez, I'm sorry you can't take that picture anymore? Does it really plug up the line? Are we all just a bunch of sourpusses? Do we sometimes have to adapt to a younger culture? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. It's happening at a lot of universities, a couple of them in Missouri. Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. You know, every time I see Jay Carney give a press conference, I keep waiting for his boxes to catch fire. You know, he comes out there and it's just a case of liar, liar, pants on fire. And I'm quite sure that this environmental report will be a lovely work, what was it, 800 pages of pure fiction. Because, you know, it doesn't take much fact-checking to cross between the estimates they've been giving and the actual recorded temperatures and do your own averages to work out that somebody who puts these reports together cannot do basic math. But that's not actually what I called up about. I called up about the kidnapping in Nigeria and the young girls have been kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it is happening in our cultures every day. About 7 or 8 years ago, I was living next to a Turkish family in a rather well-to-do suburb of Melbourne in Australia. And young girl, she was 17 when she graduated high school. She came home from her graduation ceremony, which her parents for some reason didn't attend because they thought it was in bad taste, to find a 68-year-old gentleman waiting for her who was going to be her husband. Arranged marriages, by the way, under Australian law, as it is in under American law, it is illegal.
Yeah.
Now, you know, this young girl had worked flawlessly. She wanted to take a gap year before going to college. You know, worked in Burger King, McDonald's, wherever she could make up the money so she could go. And she was born in Australia, but she wanted to make a connection with her Turkish roots. So during her summer break, she was going to go back to Turkey and make that cultural or family pilgrimage. And she never returned. About 6 months later, we got a phone call that she was met at the airport by an 88-year-old gentleman and dragged forcibly to a mosque where she was married. She hadn't even gotten off the plane yet. And dragged off, married. And when when she was sprung actually phoning back to tell us what happened, and 3 weeks later, her body was returned to her family as being a shameful example of what it was to be a young woman. And the muftis still want to tell us that Islam is a religion that respects and honors women. There is no bigger load of horse manure out there. And this is happening in Australia in an annoying regularity, but the government doesn't seem to be able to get a hold on it. Whenever we in the media try and expose us, we are confronted with A, being called racist, and there are laws under Australian broadcasting that called racial vilification laws. Even though what we report is truth, we're demeaning that culture.
Wow. Wow, Jack, that's just crazy. That story that you just told. Yeah, that's crazy. That story is nuts. Thanks for sharing that with us. And so many other people tell stories just like Jack's. At what point do you say, boy, enough is enough? And I guess with Nigeria, that's one place where it starts anyway. We'll fill in the blanks there next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've
coming up in our next segment on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Monica Lewinsky pops her head up again. What's that all about? While Hillary Clinton is talking about faith and family. Oh, the two collide on the same day, sharing the headlines. We'll talk about it. Before we get there, though, talking about this situation in Nigeria is just so depressing, frankly. And Jack was mentioning it there. What's happened is we're talking about, you know, hundreds of girls that have been abducted, kidnapped. Walk right into the house, take the girl, that's it, they're gone. They sell them into slavery, take them all over the place, do whatever they feel like doing, and nothing is done. The Nigerian government lets it go on. Although Nigeria is defending its response to what's happened with the schoolgirls by this terror group, Boko Haram, as these sort of details start to emerge about a couple of mass abductions. The president, Goodluck Jonathan, of course, is under massive pressure and under fire, to say the least, over the accusations, which seem pretty on target, that the government ignored and downplayed the abduction of the girls that have been the focus of a huge social media campaign for a long time. So now, finally, there is some action because of this latest abduction and how many people have signed petitions and the push to do something and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is what's now taken place. What's happened is, well, first of all, Boko Haram is an Islamic extremist group where they say in the name of Allah they're doing this, and Allah sees fit that they can do this to these girls, and they're see no signs of anyone stopping them. The military hadn't done anything since the abductions, and which is really kind of crazy. So now the U.S. offers to help. Maybe Nigeria, finally. I think the president was just looking the other way, and frankly, so was anybody under his guise, you know, anyone that was serving in the military or law enforcement. And now Nigeria has to face the music. So, of course, the president is saying, oh, yes, yes, he's bowing to the international pressure and all the outrage. So they're going to have an information center dedicated to, guess what, answering questions about what'd you do with my daughter and giving daily updates about rescue attempts. The U.S., our president has said, listen, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you some military help and law enforcement minds. So we're going to have a creation of a coordination cell. This is what the State Department has decided to do, to provide intelligence, investigations, and hostage negotiation expertise. Because obviously the Nigerians don't have it, but I think it's because they just haven't even bothered. So as all this help is now being offered to the president of Nigeria, there are more and more details spilling out about the abduction of at least 8 more girls between the ages of 12 and 15. They were snatched Sunday night from their village near the border of Cameroon, which is a stronghold for Boko Haram. And they have gotten training from Al-Qaeda. They're an Al-Qaeda affiliate. And this is thus the whole thing about Allah, and this is why we're doing it and all that kind of stuff. So it's a huge, huge challenge, I think, to anybody who jumps into this, because they have some pretty big numbers. The United States has branded Boko Haram a terror organization, has put a $7 million bounty on the group's leader, Abubakar Shekau. So $7 million. They bomb schools, churches, mosques. They just do whatever they feel like doing. Grab the machetes and let's go. But because, I think even though they were doing all those other things, once the girls became such a big deal, then that's where other people decided they were going to get involved. The United Nations Human Rights Chief blasted the Boko Haram, saying the group's claim of slavery and sexual slavery of girls are crimes against humanity and the girls have to be returned. Of course, they're not going to pay attention to any of that. But I think that just raising the awareness has finally caused other people to take pause and decide, okay, we're going to do something about this. And it's not just the United States. There are all of our allies are throwing in different ways with this, too, which is good. I mean, this is something that's happened in the past. As Jack mentioned in his call, this is not something new. Things like this have happened for a long time, but now there's just a spotlight on it, and when the spotlight's there, you got to snag that spotlight and get some of those people back, get some of these girls back. So how many have been released? How many have been rescued? You know, families are asking, where's my daughter? And when they started to lie and say, well, some of them have been released, some of them are out there, then that's when the family said, well, what are you talking about? We don't have any of these girls. We don't know what you're talking about. We have no idea. Nigeria's finance minister, in fact, said that the country's government is committed to finding the girls, but should have done a better job explaining the situation to the public. Yeah. So what's the situation? We have this incredibly scary gang that keeps growing in numbers. And we haven't been able to do very much to stop them, frankly. And we're worried about stopping them because they're just that dangerous. Well, now there's, I think there'll be a change, so I think that's a good thing. And I think it's a good thing to get involved in, because we're not talking about, we're not sending giant amounts of troops in. We're sending specialists in to help along with other governments who are involved. And maybe there's going to be a way to crack down on this sick, sadistic group and get those kids back. Some of them probably, because this has happened now for a couple of years, who knows even before that, some of them probably aren't even kids anymore. And who knows what's happened with the Boko Haram? I mean, who knows how, you know, some of the things that they've done in the name of Allah. Very, very sad. Very, very, very sad. Kidnapping and what it's like to be kidnapped is also on the minds of, remember the three women who were kidnapped by Ariel Castro and held in his house here in the United States, in Cleveland, held in his house for over 10 years. What I like about the women that were involved in this is that they're telling their story. They're, you know, it'd be really, I can't even imagine, more rough doesn't begin to describe it, but the fact that they're having conversations and they're talking to, I think, the media about what happened and how it happened to them, I think is good, because this, again, is a warning to perhaps others of things that, not that you have to go around paranoid, but things that, unfortunately, can happen. Remember, Ariel Castro was sentenced to life plus 1,000 years for kidnapping, raping, and holding the three women captive, and then he was found hanging in his prison cell, which that's interesting in itself, isn't it? But Michelle Knight, I happened to catch this, was on Anderson Cooper's show, and she said she wasn't the only one being held by Castro, but she knew she was different. She said she was the punching bag, and she said day after day, month after month, year after year, the terror and the torment was unbelievable. And it was back in 2002 when she was lured in to his car with the promise of a new puppy. Ugh. And then finally, Amanda Berry and Georgina, or Gina De Jesus, got the chance to be free when that story, when that whole situation unraveled. Thank goodness. But listening to her experiences, just so sad that nobody knew what was happening in that house. Nobody had any idea. Crazy. They were chained together by the feet inside a small room. And I guess the entire time they really leaned on each other, they said, emotionally. There is a special place in hell for people like Ariel Castro, I have to say. Stay with us. Coming up next, we are checking the mail.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But overwhelmingly, we have massive amounts of email that come in each and every day to this show. So, let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from The Q, I get it, who says, Kate, Monica Lewinsky back in the news again. Are we not sick of Monica Lewinsky? The Republicans jumping on this is just stupid if they do it, because let her talk, let her break her silence and talk about why she did what and how she was attracted to Clinton and how she was a scapegoat and whatever else she has to say in Vanity Fair. We really don't care at this point. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Belaboring this point is just pathetic. I don't get it. So Bill Clinton is always going to be a punchline with a cigar and the dress and everything else, but it's old news. Who cares? And it's not going to tank whoever runs on the Democratic side, especially if it's Hillary Clinton. Heck, it might even help Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I feel the same way. Somebody wrote me a note, heard me say that, And somebody wrote me a note saying, oh, who cares if the president breaks all the rules and should be impeached? Well, it's gone days, people. It doesn't matter. It's done. It's gone. So it's, you know, channeling the whole Monica Lewinsky thing does not do anything to increase the chances that a Republican gets in office next time around. It's just titillating conversation that is, like I said, it's the brunt of jokes. It was even at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, there was a couple of Monica Lewinsky jokes. And that's it. That's what it amounts to at this point. Now, if you feel sorry for her and you say, oh, well, cool, she's telling her side of the story, good for her, and now she's older and blah, 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 okay, you know, whatever. But personally, I really don't care that she breaks her silence to talk about the whole Bill Clinton thing. You know, because here's the thing. Yes, it was stupid and ridiculous, and give me a break on Bill Clinton's part with this whole thing. But she also was complicit in it, too. So, of course. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Then she tells the biggest blabbermouth on the planet, and the biggest blabbermouth on the planet outs her. Isn't this the usual way this happens? Like, a la in a different way, Donald Sterling fooling around with a younger girl who says, oh, I told my friend about it, gave him the recordings, trying to say that they're the ones that put the recordings out. I mean, come on. So I don't think it helps Republicans anyway. It's not gonna sink Hillary Clinton. All right, how about this one from Chuck, who says, wow, climate change, shmimate change. I don't believe in global warming, although I do applaud efforts to try and nail it down. Why not investigate weather patterns? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Why not have a bunch of scientists come together, create a panel, and look into all kinds of things weather-related? I don't think that's a bad deal whatsoever, but I still cannot believe that we want to call it global warming or climate warming or any of that kind of stuff. I don't agree with it. The other stuff that's in some of this report that I've seen is some useful information. So I'm not going to totally trash it, but it's not going to sell me on the whole warming idea. How about you? Well, I think there is good information, and I would agree with you on that. I haven't read the whole thing. I know they talk about heat waves, and they talk about heart, lung, and kidney problems, and what happens, and then they talk about the hottest days of the year, and how many degrees it keeps going up, and then what it'll be like in XYZ year, and they talk about in the Northeast the storms and what kind of storms you can expect and all that kind of stuff and what the outlook is like. And here is what's useful to me, is what's the infrastructure like regardless? Moving forward, what's our infrastructure like? More people, more houses being built along coastlines, possibilities of damage of soil. Of course, we see soil erosion. I've seen it at the Jersey Shore. So all of that is useful information. But if the report is biased, it's slanted, and it's to really push an Environmental Protection Agency agenda, well, that's different. And you think about this. This is the third time we've had this. The first one came in the Clinton administration. The second one, George W. Bush was accused of tampering with what they reported. They called it Climate Change Science Program, and they were talking about the connection, altering the connection between greenhouse gas emissions and global warming. And then the last was released in June of 2009 when Obama was pushing for climate legislation in Congress in his first term. So this is also part of, here are the things that I promised I was going to do, and that was one of the things he talked about. And now, will he get this massive report? Will he get the backup? And, you know, this all goes to the lawmakers. So what are the lawmakers going to decide when the EPA comes up with emissions and regulations? And, you know, it's still going to be that same war over what's happening. Is it cyclical? Is it some kind of change? What is it? And what are we doing about it? What are we looking at? What do we really discover? Do we really have an impartial panel of people? Can you look at scientific evidence and not be swayed in one direction or other? See, I think inherently people are biased. Even Sonia Sotomayor, one of the Supreme Court justices, remember when she was getting grilled on the Hill as the nominee, one of the things, when she was a nominee, one of the things that she said is that you could not have an opinion, that you had a natural bias, and she's right. I don't believe that somebody is just so, they're so black and white that it's just strictly on what the facts are. In some way, you are a little bit, I think you are a little bit slanted toward how you're raised or where you're raised or that kind of stuff. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Steven, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. I've been missing your show. I switch shifts at my job, but now I'm back again. I noticed that there's been some interesting talk lately, especially the Donald Sterling stuff. I think he's a bum and had to go anyway. So whether or not he was duped by some young chickie, and of course he was, he was a jerk of a guy anyway. Ask anybody familiar with Donald Sterling, and they'll tell you that. And you made the point about the NBA being an association, so therefore they have a leg to stand on, whether it's right, wrong, or whatever. You join a club, if they want to boot you out, it might not be fair, but you know they can boot you out from the Chamber of Commerce, from Rotary, and from the NBA. Well, I think there'll be some challenges. This whole thing is not over yet. They're looking for a CEO at this point to run things in Sterling land, and he's got the lifetime ban. I can't imagine that the NBA wouldn't win this, but that I doubt they want to go to court, but they probably could end up in court. Sterling could challenge the recording and all that kind of stuff, and he just might do that. Here's another one. This one from Bill in Illinois, who says, America Tonight, I know you pay attention to such things, such as sports, and I wonder if you heard the story about Floyd Mayweather and the fact that he threw it in everybody's face, how much money he was making for the fight and what a huge amount of money he got for about an hour's work. And what you thought of that. Well, he said something like $75 million. It's the easiest $75 million I've ever earned, something like that. I think that that's his bravado. That's he changes his character. That's what he does. So that's the talk. And talk is cheap, though. You know, who is he fighting? And he's a welterweight guy, so what about the heavyweight division? To me, that was always the big one, and now it's a nothing burger. There is no heavyweight division to speak of. And good for him that, you know, we live in a free country, and he's a capitalist, so he's definitely partaking in capitalism with the kind of money he's getting paid to fight. But eventually, I don't know. Why would he retire? That's probably what he's making his point. Why would he retire when he's making the crazy amount of money that he's making? And Marcus Maidana, who is the guy he fought this past weekend, you know, it was 12 rounds, but you're never going to win just in the rounds against Floyd Mayweather Jr. So he's jabbing him. He's trying to do what he could, but in the end, it didn't matter. And Maidana said, I definitely think I won the fight. But he might have given him some moments of difficulty, but he did not win the fight. In the end, it was Floyd. So Floyd gets another big payday. And somebody likes to go see the fights, by the way, because there were 16,000-plus people at the MGM Garden in Vegas. And there was, of course, a big audience for the pay-per-view for the fight. So I think people still want, you know, I think people are searching for really the heavyweight to come back, the heavyweights in boxing to come back. All right, if you have any thoughts on anything, you can always send them to me, americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Well, that was a famous line from Bill Clinton saying he didn't have sex with this woman, that he took it back and came up with another line, if you remember, and the world was riveted to what was going on with the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. Now she's decided to open up about her affair with Clinton for the first time in years, sharing how the internet and other things media-wise have really led to global humiliation for her. She did an essay for Vanity Fair that's coming out next week, and she said she came forward about her experiences because of Tyler Clementi, who was the 18-year-old who committed suicide after video of him kissing another man was broadcast online. That was that Rutgers student. And she decided that as she thought about killing herself, she decided that she was going to tell that story. She's going to talk about 1998 when her mother was scared to death and wouldn't let her out of her sight, and that she was just, you know, replaying the weeks where she, night after night, she stayed inside because she was, because of the scorn and the shame and the fear and everything else that happened. And she said she was just humiliated to death. And she thought that it might help by telling her story, others, and what that was like. You know, what in the most darkest moments that you can imagine. And she also said that she was not offered $12 million for a tell-all book. She said she did turn down offers that would have earned her more than $10 million because they didn't feel like the right thing to do. She says it's time, her big quote is, it's time to bury the blue dress, burn the beret. And she says she deeply regrets what happened between herself and President Clinton. She said, I myself deeply regret what happened. And then I guess the rest will come out. She will forever be a punchline. There's just no way around that because she's Monica Lewinsky. People know that name. She is infamous. And there's nowhere to get away from that. She's right about that. The public humiliation would have been, I'm sure, unbelievable. But I can't believe that she thought, or just wasn't thinking, that nothing would come of that. Which, of course, that's what happened. I mean, it was the beginning of the super internet age where things started to explode a lot more, but not quite to the level they are now. She still is, like I say, that punchline. And she's also responds to people calling her out, like Hillary Clinton, who characterized her as a narcissistic Looney Tune in some kind of correspondence with a close friend that she found out about. She said if that was the worst thing that was said about her, she would be so lucky. But that there were, you know, other things that were really, really, really tough to take. Just, again, she was complicit in the whole thing, so tough to feel, from my point of view, tough to feel sorry for Monica Lewinsky. But will it do anything to further the cause of somebody other than a Democrat being elected? I don't think so. I don't think it really does anything for that. I mean, bringing it up constantly again and again and again, I don't think does anything from the point of view of another party to have the Democrats crash and explode because it's just been too long. But, what about Bill Clinton? And that was bad behavior. There's no doubt about it. He was the president and married. And he survived though because he had the cocoon around him. But he has also become the punchline again and again and again, maybe even more than Monica Lewinsky. Maybe more than Monica Lewinsky. What is very, very interesting, it shows the power of Bill Clinton, is that he is able to get through that, like, boom, okay, I'm sorry this happened, and that's it, and moves on, goes through the tunnel of shame, but comes out on the other end. You know, who raises the money? Who helps people when they need Clinton's help as far as the Democrats go in running races? They call in Bill Clinton. President Bush, George W. Bush, was not even invited to the Republican convention in Tampa last time around, but who was featured heavily? Clinton was. So he was able to overcome that. And I guess Monica Lewinsky wasn't. Jack says Monica should be the poster girl to sell cigars. And that is ba-dum-bump. That is always what the jokes are about. They're always about the cigars. But, I mean, the real question is, does it hurt Hillary Clinton? And I've talked to Republican strategists about this. I mean, really good Republican strategists who say, no way, no how. It's not going It's not going to happen. It's not going to hurt. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
Well, I think she had should have had him arrested for assault with a dead weapon.
But I'm bumped. There's that joke. That's what I said. The best punchlines still do come from that event.
Oh, man. I don't think it's going to do anything.
I don't think so either.
The nation is caught up in Dancing with the Stars and American Idol.
The Voice.
Yeah. I don't watch the news anymore.
Yeah. I agree with you. There's a sad commentary, but that's true. And so it doesn't matter. I agree.
No, it doesn't matter at all. You doing okay? Mm-hmm.
I'm doing good. How about you?
If I get any better, I'd be twins.
I like that. If I got any better, I'd be triplets.
Ooh. I don't know if we could hang with three more Katie Bobs.
It'd be tough, I think. Too much talking.
Yeah. How's that caffeine addiction?
Oh, yeah. Oh, lots of coffee.
Okay.
I understand.
I love it.
Hey, Pete, thanks. That was good. Nice one-liner there. All right, Dan, also known for his jokes, is in the wings, also from Texas. Hey, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
Cool, we gotcha.
Deplane. Where the hell's the plane? It ain't in the ocean, it's on the land. It's secreted by a place called Iran. Okay, I want you to listen to me. I didn't have sex with that woman either. Okay, I got something for you here. Have you ever noticed that everything Obama has done has lost money and cost us, the American taxpayers, money? You cannot name one single thing that this man has done that has done anything to put any coffers with money in it into our government. It's all been outgo. Everything, outgo. Now, his new budget is over $1 trillion again that he wants to spend on infrastructure after doing it the first time. The jobs that was going to be there, shovel-ready jobs. He wants to play the same scenario again. And on this global warming crap that he's pushing, hey, we have had two ice ages where it got cold enough that we almost lost every single person in the world. And then now we've got global warming. Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, you're not going to be reading those 900 pages, I take it, Dan. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.